God girl that was on the news the other day who took a babysitter's daughter, praise God, who were babysitting and took, praise God, I guess the baby was crying too much. And this 10-year-old girl, praise God, took this little baby and just strangled this baby to death. Praise God. That was on the news Friday. Amen. And have destroyed her life. Amen. Amen. So I'm fine when we start talking about that degradation. Praise God. I look at the young folks today. They got everything pierced that can be pierced. Praise God. They got tattoos everywhere that they can put a tattoo. Amen. Don't you know that you're not supposed to defile this body? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Praise God. And you don't shouldn't have your body all tattooed up, all pierced up, all up, whoop.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
And it's breaking.
Well, praise the Lord, saints of God. This is Pastor Charles Simon of New Life Christian Fellowship Ministries of Alexandria, Louisiana. And at this time, 4521 Lee Street Extension, right off of MacArthur Drive. At New Life Christian Fellowship Ministries, you will experience a place where the Word of God is taught and preached. The power of the Holy Spirit is leading and moving according to His own agenda. The gifts of the Spirit are being displayed, and soul winning is the priority. If you're looking for a praise and worship, healing and deliverance, singing and shouting, come on down and see God in action. Our service times are Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., morning service at 11 o'clock a.m., and Bible study at 6:45 p.m. every Wednesday night. Now stay tuned for a service already in progress. Praise the Lord, saints, and be ye encouraged.
The signs of my illumination is that I will not yield to my flesh, to the members in my flesh, but I will yield to the guidance and the direction of the Holy Spirit. God is letting us know today that He need us. He need us to get to a place, get to a place of allowing the Holy Spirit to direct our lives. God is not going to just take what's left. He's going to take those who are faithful and just. But God says we have no excuse. Watch this thing. I'm telling you, men make excuses every day. But look what he says here. He says in the 18th verse of the first chapter of Romans, I'm gonna take my time. Holy Ghost, now you do what you want to do, but I'm gonna take my time because I know that this word is important to somebody in radio land. Well, amen. And God, I thank you for the breath of life that you placed in me on this day, that if I don't get up in the morning, I know that I have given the word that you gave me on this day. Teach me, God. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Holy Spirit, how to respond to the things that you want done. Nothing of myself, because I know, God, that you are the major, you are the orchestrator, you are the director of this whole earth, and I want to thank you for it. Now, God, I thank you for, look what he said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against, come on somebody, against all. I know you slick, and I know you, nobody knows what you have done, but he says it's revealed from heaven against not some, but all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men. Nothing gets by God. You remember the Bible says, it says in James, he says, look, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. You cannot, that's M-O-C-K-E-D, God is not mocked. You cannot outfox, outmaneuver. You cannot get by. You and I cannot get by on God like we do on men, but God sent me by to let you know that it is revealed the judgments of God. It does not go through a panel on the earth. It did not go through the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It does not go through the ministerial alliance. It does not go through the Methodist church, the Catholic church. Come on, somebody, the Presbyterian. It does not go through the Baptist church. It does not go through the Reformation churches. I'm telling you, he said it is revealed from heaven. So wherever you are, whatever denomination you're in, whatever situation you're in, whomever the leader might be in your life, you need to remember that it must come through the word of God. Don't you let anybody, the word is the same everywhere we go. So God told me to tell you today that the wrath or the judgments of him, they are revealed from heaven against, somebody say against. I don't want to be God's enemy anymore, because the Bible tells me in Romans 5:1, I have been justified by faith, and I now have the peace with God. When I was lost, and my brother and my sister, if you are lost right now and you have rejected Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God told me to tell you that you are God's enemy. I don't care how much you go to church and how little money, big money you give in the house, if you are God's enemy, and you are, if you have what? If you have rejected Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if there is another Savior in your life, you are God's enemy. You are God's enemy. So God sent me by to let you know, because God wants me to let you know today that if Jesus Christ is not your Savior, you need to close the book. Because everything in this book is about Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. The Bible says the law that Moses directed, it ended with the grace that came through Jesus Christ. The law was not abolished, but the Bible says the penalty of death was abolished out of the law because of what Jesus has done. The law of the Old Testament, the books of the Old Testament, all were directing themselves to Jesus Christ. So I want to thank God for it. The Bible says the law is a schoolmaster. And he directed us to the grace of God through believing what God said the Messiah would do and has already done. So he says here, against ungodliness and unrighteousness, it was revealed from heaven against those people who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Look what he says in the 19th verse. He says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. Now look what he says in 20th verse. He says, look, I need you to understand something. I have done my part. He says, for the invisible things of him from creation of the world are clearly seen. God has let us know. God has not hidden anything from us. He has manifested it, and he's waiting on the light to illuminate us so that we will recognize God for who he is. Well, amen. He says, being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and the Godhead. He didn't hide it from us. Even the eternal power and the Godhead, so that they are without excuse. They are without excuse. So I need you to understand. Look what God said. God says, my creation reveals two things about me. My eternal power and my Godhead. The creation reveals that God is powerful. Come on, somebody. He is powerful to have spoken a word and thusly caused the world to come into being. He says, So what we have as an obligation as a man is that we recognize not only who God is, but the fact that God is who he say he is. And we are what? Without an excuse. No man is able to stand before God and say that, I can't get no help here. I said, no man is able to stand before God and say that he turned away from God because he did not give any light. God has revealed those things to us to know that he has eternal power and he has the power to regulate this world and to share with us about the Godhead, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now watch this. I said, God says, we are without excuse. In the second chapter of Romans, we just set in the groundwork here today. In the second chapter of Romans and the first verse, it says, therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same thing. Now, I stop by today to let you know that God does not accept excuses. Well, amen. I say God does not accept excuses. So in the book of the law, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 30, the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, says here's what God has said to us. I need you to get this in your spirit now. I need you to understand. There are no excuses. God is looking for some people who are committed to prayer. Somebody who's committed to going through. Somebody who's committed to using the gifts that he gave us in his pleasure. Somebody who's committed to standing on the word of God, going through the storm, abiding in the word of God forevermore. That's what God is looking for. He's looking for somebody who will give reverence unto him, be able to be disciple for his purpose. That's what God is looking for. He's not looking for choir members. He's not, come on somebody, he's not looking for somebody to be at the door. All of those things are good, and we ought to work because we are saved. But Paul wants us to be reminded in the 16th verse of the first chapter that he was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is suitable, which is important, for what? For me to be drawn unto the Christ who died on Calvary's hill. I am not ashamed, he said, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. Come on. It is the power of God. I know that the word is sharper than any two-edged sword, but the Bible says we are quickened by the word. We have been made alive by the word of God. We are no longer separated spiritually because we accepted Jesus Christ, who atoned with his own blood, with his own suffering. He made the difference that I, you and I may be here today to talk about him. And the idea behind the whole mission is that men will come to Christ, be redeemed, bought back, be able to live a victorious life, where somebody will be able to say, look, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Now when you get to heaven, you ought to be able to say, if God be for me, who can be against me? Don't use it the wrong way. Just do the things of God. And if you do for God, God has already done for you even before the foundation of the world. You ought to be able to say, no weapon formed, you know they're going to come, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You ought not to be excited or be all upset because people don't like you. He says what? You need to be careful. Woe unto them when all men speak well of them. Come on, somebody. I said, woe unto the person when everybody's speaking well of them. That's what the word of God said. So I don't need to know what you say. I want to find out what God says, because what God has said, because he is faithful and just, that is the only thing that's going to last. Whatever you do for Christ, what will last? And sometimes while you're going through, you don't even know what God has already set up the road for you. You have to walk by faith. The just shall walk by faith. We have to live by faith. We have to stand by faith. Well, amen. So the Bible says in Deuteronomy, as I come to the end of this broadcast, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 30, say God is letting us know what he's going to do for us. He says in the 10th verse of the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thine soul for this commandment which I command. I want you to know commandments are not negotiable, baby. Whatever God said, that is all that he expects. And I want you to know he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You can't falter or fall while you're following God. It may look like it to your enemy. You may feel like it every now and then, but God has made a promise that he will do exactly what he said, exceeding abundantly, Ephesians 3:20, exceeding abundantly above anything that you can ask or think, according to the power. Do you have the power? You ought to say, look, do you have the power? Do you have the power to get up in the midst of chaos and pandemonium in your own house and take authority over that situation? Do you have that kind of power that when you're going through, like we sometimes do, that you can get on your own knees and pray for your own situation, lay hands on your own health problem and come up out of that thing? Somebody needs to see the power of God operating in you and in me. So the Bible says, yeah, I need you to hearken unto my voice, keep my commandments, and look what he says, and turn unto the Lord with all thine heart, with all thine soul, for this commandment which I command.